right back to the today's homeowner phone lines. Edward is in Texas. Edward, welcome to the show.
Hello, Danny.
Yes, sir. Tell us about your concerns here on spray foam and some of the other things that you mentioned here. Tell us all about it.
Okay. I had an air conditioning person come out to my home, and he suggested that I add some vents throughout the house, open vents, and then move the intake for the air up into the attic. My attic is sealed. It's spray foam in the, I guess you would call it the rafters or whatever.
Yes, yep. Right.
The floor is not insulated.
Right. Yeah, that would be the normal scenario on that. But they're talking about putting a return air vent. Are you saying that they're suggesting that go in the attic instead of in your living space?
Yeah.
Huh.
Never heard of that.
Never heard of that, and it makes no sense whatsoever. There must be a... I mean, you know, you think about it. I always think of return air. And just to back up, just to make sure everybody understands a little bit, when you're talking about a central air system, your return air is where your filter generally is located. Now, you know, the most traditional place is in a hallway where you have the grill on the wall. Occasionally, yep. It's on the ceiling, and your filter's behind it. So it the air is being pulled through the return air to go into the system. You're filtering that air as it goes in. So to get the proper sampling of air, it only makes sense that has to become from the larger area that you're heating and cooling, and certainly the living area, not a sealed attic. So,
do I need vents in my attic? Do I need vents?
You mean to the outside?
Yeah.
Not at all. All vents should be sealed up completely. Very contrary to what we generally talk about on conventional insulation and so forth. But when you have a foamed house where your foam is attached to the underside of your roof decking, all vents, gable vents, any type of vent whatsoever should be sealed off. Now, of course, the vents from your range hood and your any other exhaust
bathroom,
any of that, they all should go straight to the outside and not just throwing that up in the attic. But no, it should be completely sealed like that. But now, you know, to have a filter in the attic is not unusual. If it's sampling the air from your living area, actually, my new house I just built, I have my filter in the attic that pulls out a large pleated filter, but the return air is in several different areas of the home. So I think someone's mixed up on that air conditioned heating guy's a little mixed up on that particular approach. That's putting it politely as I can. So.
Yeah. Well, I was wondering because the temperature in the attic doesn't seem real hot. Of course, we're not in the August or July yet, so
right.
I don't know, but I'm assuming that it's not going to be that hot.
No, that's one of the advantages of that because it does really control. It's not going to be as comfortable as your living room, but it's going to be much, much better than the 120 to 140 degrees that many, many attics maintain. And that's why you don't have insulation on the back of your, you know, horizontally there on the back of your ceiling because it's really encapsulating the entire house. My house is exact same way, and I'm already amazed at how moderate the temperatures stay that I just don't have to use my air conditioning and heating system near as much as I did in my other house.
Yeah. Well, that was my question, Danny. I was just concerned. I didn't know, you know.
Sure. Well, that's our opinion that I think someone's a little mixed up. You're in great shape, and I think this summer you'll be pretty pleased with those air conditioning bills.
Okay, thank you, Danny.
Okay, our pleasure, Edward. Thank you so much. And, yeah, there's a lot of misconceptions there, Joe. We continue to get a lot of questions
absolutely.
About
yep.
spray foam because it took me a little while to grasp that you mean no vents? You mean fewer vents? No vents. How about the soffit vents? No vents. Okay, well, give me a day or two, and maybe it'll make sense to me. But
yeah, spray foam has changed a lot of what we thought was the way to build a house and ventilate a house. But, depending on the house, oftentimes you do need vents. So
absolutely.